a throwback. I know you weren't on the Into the Vrains podcast stretch, but this is when we would go live for
Vrains. This was the original time?
Yeah, oh yeah, 2 o'clock on Saturdays.
2 o'clock, nice.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, we are live. Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy Eights. This is episode 116. You Shall Not Pass. It's the first episode of the 10th arc, and we are here to break down everything regarding episode 116, the Zuijo and Yuhi duel, Yuumu. We are also going to read the summaries for 117, 118, 119. I have still not read these summaries. They came out like 2.5 weeks ago. So I am very, very excited to read them and break them down with you guys for the first time. But before we get into it, I would like to introduce the people joining us for this podcast. Of course, you know him, you love him. Dredge, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Of course, man. Thank you for taking the time. And we got a special guest joining us. Of course, he is a very big part of this channel, especially behind the scenes. Dak for the win, making his Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Debut. Dak, how you doing, man?
Thank you. Hello. Doing pretty good. How about everybody else in chat?
Yes, hope everybody else is doing well. Now, this is not the first time you've probably seen Dak. Dak, of course, was part of the Jump Festa stream, as so many people in the community were. I'm looking at the clock. We got 147 days until Jump Festa. I am very, very excited. And I do want to say a quick thank you to all of you for joining us as well. You guys might be wondering why we are doing this stream on a Saturday afternoon. For some of you, maybe veterans of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything channel, you might remember when we started the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. It was during the Into the Vrains Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains series around episode 90, 91. I believe Soulburner Windy was the first actual episode of the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. That start time was 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. So this is very much kind of like a throwback time to that slot. Of course, that was really like me, Cal, Nick T, and you know, Jordan, who's obviously not really with the channel anymore, but that was like the original crew. So to see how much we've kind of like grown as a channel since those days really is amazing. And it's a testament to all of you guys and, of course, to the everybody that has shown up on the camera and behind the microphone. So the episode came out late Wednesday night. We decided to just push back the start time for this podcast. We're kind of in a territory right now where I don't really want to miss any of these episodes because we really are in like the final stretch. We've only got like 38, assumingly, episodes left of this show. So we are going to do everything we can to make sure we get these podcasts to you, even if it is with a bit of a skeleton crew. Huge thank you to Dak, of course, for stepping in, and to Dredger. The other three members you might be asking of this podcast, where are they at?
Losers.
None of them are in the state of New Jersey. I mean, think
actually,
about it.
That's a true statement.
One's out of the country. Right. And two are out of the state, so none of them are in the state. One's out of the country. I mean, listen, we're all busy. I'm sure all of you guys are busy as well. So if you make time to make the adjustment when you're used to us on Wednesday nights, you know, we greatly appreciate it. Dak and Dredge, thank you guys as well. And I'm making this kind of speech at the beginning because I want to give you guys a quick update as to what to expect with the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy Eights series. Over the last couple of days, the Entame subs team over on Tumblr, I'm sure some of you guys have seen it. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it. They are the team that, of course, subs these episodes. They said there are going to be major delays for episode 119 and episodes 122, 123, and 124. As long as the episodes come out before Saturday, which I don't know what major delays mean. It could be a couple of weeks. I really have no idea. But if the episodes release like Thursday, Friday, we might do some more Saturday afternoon Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy Eights podcast for you guys. So please just kind of bear with us as that time slot on Wednesday night may change. We are going to do our best to get these podcasts for you guys because we really are like in the end game. And not only do I love doing these episodes in general, even when, you know, a sheet of glot is wasting 20 minutes of our lives. But I love when the episodes are good. And I feel like the episodes from here on out are all going to be pretty good, considering we're in the end game. Hopefully. I mean, you know, we'll have to wait and see if that's the case. But did want to let you guys know. Huge thank you to everybody who donated during the After Dark stream last Wednesday night. Huge thank you to Delayed on MTA, Andrew Roland, Jack TCG VCG, Gravity Hero, Sean Gilbride, Ice Aiden, Natalie Cybertips, Dark Emperor J, Dave, The Hater, Solid Snack, Zion's Amish Table, and a special thank you to Colin Cleaves, Kay, Angie, JR, and Rubens, who all very, very, very generously donated massive amounts of money. So huge special thank you, obviously, to everybody, but specifically to those five as well. Cannot tell you how much it helps me out, how much it means to me. So thank you so, so much. With that being said, and by the way, there are two ways to donate. It is not necessary at all. You can use the super chat function on YouTube or the link in the description, but not necessary, not expected. Just appreciate you guys being here. And I hope you're enjoying your Saturdays or your weekends, wherever you are in the world. You know, Dak, I actually do want to start with you. You're making you're into the Vrains, God. You're making your crazy eights.
Before you introduce him, check your link real quick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you, Judge. No, you're fine. Oh, my God. JR, man, thank you so much, JR Glenn, for the $50 donation. That is insane. JR, thank you so, so much. Jeez. I mean, you are truly, truly incredible. Thank you so much, JR. I appreciate you. There's no message. So I know JR loves Zuijo. Obviously, we're going to talk about Zuijo a lot in this episode. JR, if you have any question, please ask it in chat. And we will, of course.
I'm on it.
Yes, Dredger will keep an eye on it. JR, speaking for all three of us, seriously, thank you for for your generosity and your kindness, dude. We all cannot tell you how much we appreciate you. So thank you so much, JR. Seriously, that is a crazy way to kick this this episode off. JR Glenn, thank you so much, my man. Dak, I want to start with you. This is your first appearance on Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! I would love to know your opinion on Go Rush, just in general, and then, of course, your very general thoughts on this episode.
Oh, that's a high bar to start me on. Let's see. Go Rush in general has been, I'd say, a fun ride. Obviously, with every show, it's had its ups and downs. You know, some arcs are better than others, but I mean, pretty much I've enjoyed, I'd say, far more of it than I haven't. You know, I haven't really had an episode that I'm like, this is a bad episode. Like, you know, and that needed to take a break or, you know, put the show down or anything like that. It's been a good fun ride. You know, a lot of the characters are ones that I can enjoy and relate to and, you know, have good moments and, just kind of enjoy watching. Duels are pretty fun, albeit a little predictable in my opinion with some of them. And, you know, some of them are good you know, ones that you can kind of easily just get lost in, even if they're quicker.
Yeah. Now, Dak, if you want to be part of the pick'em, you could have just asked. You know, I mean, here we are. We're all struggling with the pick'em challenge.
Ooh. I'm pretty sure that's because he's calling us, you know, trash.
I am.
By the way, we do, courtesy of Elaine, we actually have the updated standings for the pick'em.
I'm doing time.
So we're going to get to that a little later on. But, Dak, please continue.
Well, that would be kind of my overarch of the
show. So you've enjoyed it.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say overall, I enjoyed it. Haven't placed it yet. I want to finish the show before I put it in my ranking, of course. But definitely it's going up, especially if this final season kind of keeps the momentum going of that, you know, kind of end of that last season and kind of arc in general. I mean, I think it'll be in a good place and it'll rise right up there pretty high. In terms of this episode, probably one of the best arc starts we've had since, like, the Ryugu Brothers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, just you know, things are tied together. It's not just a slow kind of here's a funny episode of, you know, people doing, you know, nothing. Like, everything's kind of tied together. It's nice and cohesive. You know, we have a lot of even if there isn't a high stakes, I would say a high stakes duel, you know, I wouldn't call this one of those, but it's one where it was still enjoyable. You know, we had some big players in it and it was just, you know, a fun ride. You know, I could have seen it go either way and still be good for the story. But definitely just a good solid time all around. Lots of, you know, good little moments that stuck out to me and just, you know, great to see these characters starting to interact and kind of really looking forward to seeing what's ahead.
Yeah, that's well said, man. Listen, I appreciate, obviously, you coming on. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, Dak does a lot of work for this channel behind the scenes. So all the hard work you've done. But, you know, one point you say really quickly, generally speaking, as I think Dredger's fighting off an insect.
No. Behind the scene.
Oh, I get it. I thought
really?
There was, like,
I gotta explain it.
Yeah, you do. I thought there was a wasp attacking you, dude. The way you
in my apartment, there's a wasp. Exactly.
I've had wasps in my house, of course. course. Yeah, that's not
if
the
a
wa-
Dylan, I don't really understand with a wasp. You shouldn't be you should sit still. The wasp, it's like a dinosaur, bro. You stay still. Can't
you
see.
Cannot sit still if there's a wasp in your basement.
Yes, you
have to kill the
yes,
wasp.
You, can.
You can't
no.
coexist with
if
a wasp.
If you anger the wasp, it's going to kill you.
Well, you kill it before it gets angry.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
You're going
you
to anger
you whip out
it.
That
what
can
you
of Raid. You spray it. And it dies.
I have
raid all over the walls. Stay in the walls. You have to pay them.
Well,
your
I'm
apartment.
Renting,
you,
so it's fine.
Your security, yeah, your security deposit is gone. There you go. We're talking about that last night. You
hey,
need that back.
Raid doesn't always stain walls.
Yeah,
if you
come
get
on.
The right kind.
Anyway,
usually
enough
walls.
About wasps.
Fly swatter shoe.
Enough about wasps. I do agree. I think if this show has a really good, strong final three arc stack, it is going to be potentially like a top three, top four
wow.
Yu-Gi-Oh for me. Yeah, I mean, right now
I
it's
would
in
say
that
top.
Right now, it's in that middle range for me. Yeah. But if it is a real, you know, I've liked it. Like at this point, I have actually liked Go Rush more than Sevens. That doesn't seem to be the popular take on it. But personally,
really?
I have enjoyed it. I think most people have preferred Sevens from the people I've talked to. Maybe we'll run a poll on that. Maybe I'm incorrect
I like
that. On
that. That's a good idea. For that
but
poll,
we'll
yeah.
run a poll on that. Hard to judge, right? Because Sevens is done. Go Rush isn't.
True.
But so far, yeah. I've enjoyed Go Rush a little bit more than Sevens. I think you know. I am very excited to see where we go from here, and I think this arc, starting the way that it did, is a really good sign that they are taking it a lot more seriously in terms of yep. structuring these arcs, in terms of getting it done. This is crazy to say, we probably only have two more arc opening episodes left. Like, I'm trying to say all these fun facts and quips to just kind of drill home the point that, like, we are in the end game of this show.
Because yeah.
as someone who was covering Arc 5 when it ended, as someone who was covering Vrains and Sevens when they ended, they can end like that. Like, especially with Vrains, right? I mean, Dak, you were there when they announced.
It was what, the last 13, 20 episodes or whatever?
Well, yeah, and it was just like they announced in July that Vrains was ending in September, and we were all like, what the hell? What the hell is that about? Like, we were stunned because we expected it to go until March of the next year. So, like, these shows can either end very abruptly like Vrains did with like a very quick announcement, or like they'll end on the normal cycle, but like it comes quickly. Like before you know it, we're all going to be at that big, beautiful table over there. And the Jump Festa countdown is going to say 0 minutes and 10 seconds. And we're going to go live with all these great people. And we're going to be waiting for the Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 announcement. That is going to happen
oh, yeah.
like that because time goes by quick. So we are truly like at the end of this show. And just my quick opinion on it, thought it was a really, really, really good episode for an arc starter because the arc starting episodes have been, I think, some of the weaker episodes in the show. Honestly, I think they've been usually like more comedic, not as like intense, but there was a level of intensity to this episode. And, you know, Go Rush is finally doing what they should be doing. They are utilizing all of their heavy hitters. I love how integral to the plot Zuijo has been this season, especially because at the end of season two, we didn't know if he was ever going to be revived. Now, I think a lot of us were pretty sure that Zuijo was going to come back, and I'm very happy that he did, because he has been an absolute treat to watch since his revival. And by the way, like, Contact Fusion Zuijo, he's the strongest duelist in the show. I mean, he just is. Like, since he's gotten Contact Fusion, he beat Udius. He's now beaten Yuhi, and Yuhi hadn't lost a duel in 60 episodes. So, like, Zuijo is just kind of, like, rolling through some of the best duelists. I really fear for Matsuba Town when this group shows up. Because if Udius couldn't stop Zuijo, if Yuhi couldn't stop Zuijo. And by the way, Yuumu beat Zuijo. Now, I specifically said Contact Fusion Zuijo, because Yuumu did not duel Zuijo when he had Contact Fusion. And he has utilized Contact Fusion brilliantly. I mean, it is like when you gave Vincent van Gogh a paintbrush. It is just a brilliant combination, a genius on his own. You give him a tool that he can use and magic happens on the canvas and in Zuijo's case, on the dueling field. And Zuijo has just completely, completely dominated these two characters. So I am very, very excited to see what, and a little nervous, by the way, for the people of Matsuba, for what happens when they show up. But yeah, just generally speaking, before we get a little more in depth with the characterization, I thought it was a very good arc opener. In general, good to great episode, which again, as Dak kind of said, for an arc starter, is really, really good and very welcome. Dredge, what were your thoughts on the episode?
Yeah, I agree. It was a good episode, probably one of the better starts to an arc. Obviously, you know, a lot of these arcs start with these comedy episodes where the plot kind of doesn't need to be built on yet. What I really enjoy about this arc and what it did was basically we have carryover. When's the last time we had arc carryover? We haven't truthfully, like, I'm trying to think of the last time we truly had our arc carryover in this show.
Qui-Duel.
Qui-Duel, yes.
Qui-Duel, I think it's the only time. Other, I think it's the right? only time.
Because Phaser's arc was one. Yeah. All these things were one. I love the carryover. I've been vocal about this. Dylan's been, I think we all have been. Why do we have 13 episode arcs? Or if they are, have carryover, right? Yep. Like this. This is when it's okay to have 13 as long as you're going to continue that and keep building on it. So that, I think that's the reason, right? We almost the end of, you know, the season, what was that? Season two, technically, right? It was arc. The end of the arc. Arc 9 ended in a spot where it's like, there's a big plot point we got to take care of. Yumu's going to Earth. Yumu's trying to, you know, become Otis. All these things are happening. You really couldn't take a step back. It would have been a disservice to have a comedy episode here and not progress the plot the way they did. As you said also, Zuijo, I'd argue this. You said Zuijo's the best duelist in this show. I'd argue Zuijo's the best character in this show by a bit. I'd make that argument. By a bit, yeah. And my reason being, tell me another character that when they come on the screen, you're hypnotized by, other than Qui-Duel, who's only been around for a short time. Tell me.
Who? Well,
it's not Udius.
Udius is a good character.
He's good, but is Udius great? Let's be honest. Fact that he just misses things that are blatantly in front of him, the guy's just like, oh, what's
that?
Oh.
I think he teeters on the line of greatness. Now, listen, I agree with you that Zuijo is the best character. I don't know if I'd say by a bit. I don't know if there's that wide of a margin. The character that I would say is a character that you said, except for him, I would say Qui-Duel.
but Qui-Duel's only been around for a short amount of time.
Correct. And I think in that short amount of time, though, he's made such a massive impact. And I think that's a testament to how he is.
But I'm still upset with Qui-Duel because he lied, right?
I don't know if he lied.
They're all going to die. They're all going to die. 5 minutes later, yo, there they are. They're right there. Their shirts again.
Yeah, but you know, I'll tell you something.
It was an empty threat.
That's part of the mystique of Qui-Duel, because we really don't know. We can't sit here and look each other in the eye and say that he lied. He may have been misinformed.
He did lie.
Or maybe he did lie. And if he did lie, why did he lie? That's the manipulative side of him that makes him so fascinating, because you truly never know what he's going to do next and what he's thinking.
Hey, we're not arguing who the most mysterious character is. We're arguing the best characters.
And so, it's Zuijo. Right. And by the way, we're saying the same. It is Zuijo. I agree.
By a bit. By a bit.
I don't know if I'd say by a bit.
Well, who do you have second?
Is it
Qui-Duel?
I probably would have Qui-Duel second, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. From those two to the next one, is it a bit? Yes. If you have to hesitate, you can't immediately tell me no. It's a yes.
I mean, Udius is close.
I see your facial expression. I know. You know I'm right.
No, I don't know. Well, the problem is by a bit is such a trivial thing to say.
Okay. So how do I word this? I'm trying to think of like a good like sports ball kind of term.
Sports.
So, okay. You got elite quarterbacks in the league. Okay. You got let's go Mahomes and Burrow. You got Mahomes and Burrow are our Qui-Duel and whatchamacallit. Then you got like, how do I do this politely? Then you got your Jared Goff.
Okay.
And then you got Jared Goff's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback, not great. Okay. And then you got your Jared Goff, you got your Matt Stafford. So really good quarterbacks. But if you had a choice of those four quarterbacks, you're taking Burrow and Mahomes in a heartbeat over the other two.
Yes.
You would argue maybe Stafford. I hope Pete's not here because Pete's going to be upset about that. But it's the truth.
I'm just happy you didn't say Josh Allen.
So the most overrated
quarterback in the league. So thank you for not saying.
We're not a football.
No, we're not a football. Anyway.
You see my point. There's a difference between those quarterbacks. There's a bit. That's what I'm saying. It's not like they're not good. They're not good characters. Not that we don't like them, but if the argument is there's a tier, they're on the tier.
I would agree, and I would say that, like, you know, a character that to me has a lot of potential. Is Yuumu. I think she's got a lot of potential, but she still has a lot of work to do. And I do want to, you know, we got to talk about Yuumu, obviously, because of this episode and what's gone on with her. I did see a couple of people in my comments on some recent Go Rush content say that they feel Uamu is the best girl in Yu-Gi-Oh! With the change. I think she certainly could be when it's all said and done. But I still think she has a lot of work to do to reach that stage. I love her character change. Absolutely love it.
She needed it, man.
She desperately needed it. I mean, in the 90s, I genuinely felt, and I said it, and it was controversial, but I still will defend it, that she was in the conversation for worst Yu-Gi-Oh! Girl lead of all time. I mean, she had been a complete train wreck in that second season.
But in season one, she was great.
Season one, she was good, yeah. But season two was bad. She needs to have a really good season three. And by the way, she's off to the best start that she could possibly be off to. A lot of it is what's going to happen from here on out. So, I mean, like, when it comes to Uamu, I mean, is there something that you, like, kind of want to see from her when we get back to Matsuba Town? Is there something that, like, you think she's... I thought her dialogue about Yuhi was very weird.
I'm perplexed by the dialogue, so I'll take this one first.
Yeah.
Her line specifically, like, saying the only... I don't know the exact words, so I'm going to butcher this, but something along the lines of, like, only you here. It has to be you, or something along those lines. That seems very ominous to me. It seems like clearly she needs her brother for whatever's about to happen. I also think that, like, she... I don't know if she's going to be this malice Dark Might. Is she going to become the Dark Meister character when she comes to Matsuba Town? Is she going to put the mask back on, or is she going to stay Uamu? Right?
I hope.
What do you think?
I don't think she will.
I don't think so either.
I don't think
I
she
want
will.
Her to, but I don't think she will. But yeah, this Matsuba Town, like, how are her old friends or old classmates going to react seeing her as a villain? You know, are they going to be trusting at first? Or are they going to be, oh, what, this isn't good? Obviously, who am I? Oh God! What's her name, bro?
Yuna?
I'm losing it. Not Yuna. The
Asaka.
Yes, Asaka. Remember, Asaka and Uamu have a little rivalry here, right? Because Asaka supposedly hid Monster Rain, and basically outsmarted Uamu. So clearly, Asaka knew. How? That's a question we haven't discussed. Really, we haven't talked about. I want to bring that up after we discuss, obviously, Uamu, what her plan is in Matsuba Town. How did Asaka outsmart you? Like, how did she know someone was going to look for Monster Reborn? How did Asaka know she had to hide Monster Reborn? And Uamu goes, Asaka got me on that one. Since when were the two of the Asaka showing that she's playing 4D chess here, too? Yeah. Which I find very interesting as well. But I'd love to see that intensity of Uamu. I want to see her win some duels. I want to see her, you know, obviously try to push her goal. She wants to be Otis. You know, Zuijo's on her side. And in it was funny watching you do the watch along on Thursday night late. You were like, I think Zuijo, he's just playing. And then you see his comments, his intensity, his resolve, and you go, wait, maybe he is serious.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more too, because I do have a theory about that as well. But I have a lot of theories. I mean, I'm percolating, you know. But realistically, Uamu needs to come out for Yumu's character to keep developing, be better. She needs to embrace this character even more. And hopefully give us an end to the Otis, you know, saga at some point. That's kind of what I think Uamu's trying to build up and what we need for Otis. If we want even Otis to be considered a good character, as you say he will be, and the execution will be good.
Yeah. Dak, I mean, real quick, do you have any thoughts on Uamu and kind of what you need to see from her, or just anything about Uamu?
I said even back at Jump Fest, I think season three is going to be kind of that year of Uamu. And I do kind of stand by that.
You did say that.
And I'm thinking that is going to be the case. She started off strong. I'm hoping she'll keep that momentum. Really, what I would love to see is her and, you know, just going to town, kind of, I don't want to say obliterating everybody, but just for lack of a better term, give her these dubs at, you know, left, right, and, you know, make her that threat, build up this, you know, kind of a sequence and everything. That way she has that, you know, whether it be, you know, she has that rematch against Udius or whatever the case may be, you know, in the future, and it becomes a much more, oh, who's going to win? If she's beating everybody else, you know, around, how are we going to, you know, stop her? Especially because right now he's, as far as we know, he's trapped, you know, so it's like they're the last line of defense at the moment on Earth. So, but, you know, show us what we didn't really see with the Ryuga brothers and having them get obliterated, you know, and kind of, you know, seeing these people lose and kind of seeing the, you know, kind of just transition into like, oh, she's taking over, or she's, you know, accomplishing this goal by brute force and she's got the skill to back it up.
Yeah, definitely. Because right now, I think you bring up a good point. Right now, it's all Zuijo. Zuijo's doing the heavy work. He beat UDS. And then when Yuumu's turn, it was to duel UDS. Yuumu was not able to get the job done. Then Yuhi, it's not Yuumu beating Yuhi, right? It's Zuijo. So Zuijo is that like strong enforcer-like character right now for Yuumu, for the Dark Meister. But yeah, I kind of want to see Yuumu do some damage here. Now, not to take anything away from her, obviously she beat Zuijo, which was incredibly impressive. Mm-hmm. And basically recruited him, right, and gave him contact fusion. Like, that was a vital, vital move for Yuumu being successful here. So we know that she's someone, and by the way, when you're the president of a company, like, delegating is very, very important when it comes to being in any role of leadership. You have to know what your strengths are, and most importantly, you have to know what your weaknesses are, so you can say, hey, I need person A, or I need to hire person A to do this job because I'm not very good at it. So for her to like bring in Zuijo, knowing that she kind of needed someone, because these dark men are not going to get the job done, right? Like, she sent them, right? She sent Zayet and Bruya and all these clowns, Sabuas, to UDS, and they all lost. Right, none of them were able to give a win, and we're sitting here like, "Oh, these guys are fools. They can't get anything done. Useless characters." Yeah. And then, you know, I'm sure Yuumu probably felt the same way and was like, "All right, you know what? I need a dude. I need a dude in this group that can just go out there and obliterate freaking people." And what does she do? She gets Zuijo back. She revives him, beats him, recruits him, and now, like, it really, when you look at it that level, it's like, it is genius. Like, what Yuumu is able to accomplish here. But to Dak's point, I agree. I want to see her get her hands dirty. I think her versus Tremolo writes itself genuinely. I know that's a predictable duel if it happens, but let Yuumu just destroy Tremolo. And she can even bring up the annoyance and trauma when she was on the run for 2 years from him and he was hunting her down. Like, I think there's a lot that you could do there. So, man, I'll tell you, I'm very excited to see what happens when we get to Mutsuba Town. I'm very excited to read the summaries as well. Dak, have you seen the summaries?
Not yet. I've kept spoiler-free from them.
I wouldn't even know where to find the summary, so.
We will read the summaries live. I don't know anything beyond 117, so we will read those summaries live for all of you guys, of course. Want to move to Zuijo as well, because Zuijo, I mean, me and Dredger feel he's the best character in the show. Dak, do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Okay,
100%. He is. I mean, he just steals every scene he's in. You know, he's got that nice kind of thing where he... he called him out on it, which I loved. But, you know, he doesn't over-explain or monologue. You know, he says what he means, and
dude,
that's it.
He's short, sweet, and to the point. You gotta love
exactly.
It. You gotta love it.
You know, like with this last episode, you're unworthy. That's it. Like, nothing else. You
nothing
know,
else, man.
Yeah.
Just dips.
I remember people, like, in high school, they would one-line you, and it's just like, it gets you so annoyed, man. You're just like, they just say one thing, and then they don't go on it. And it's like, you feel like you have to build on or defend yourself or say something. Yeah, so he's got that effect. Zuijo is the best character. A definite for sure.
Yeah, and I love that you could do a whole deep dive into Zuijo and mortality and what it means to be alive. I mean, you know, when people will sometimes come into my streams and they say, oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 hopefully is like a more mature show because now the kids that started watching 7s have had 4 years to age up. You know, and I always say that I think it's possible, especially because Go Rush has tackled topics that 7s did not get into at all in terms of maturity. And the only character you need to look at to prove that true. And by the way, mature dark does not mean good and better. I'm not making that point. But if you want more mature themes, Go Rush has 7s beat, you know, 9 times out of 10, in my opinion. And you just have to look at Zuijo's character, what it truly means to be alive, being able to accept death. I mean, there are a lot of really, really, really interesting points you can make, and I think that just makes him one of the more fascinating characters in this whole show, and that's why the three of us feel he is the strongest character in Go Rush. I love how Yuhi tried to get through to like his humanity side, where he was like, hey, we can bring back Dinhua and Muda. Like, Yuhi really made that appeal to him. We can bring back your friends, your comrades, and he just goes, I've accepted their death. Their death was fate, and I'm fine with them staying dead, and I should have stayed dead. And that is just so, like, don't know. It's just so profound to really think about. Right, because Dredge, like, if you have the opportunity to bring back a loved one, you know, genuinely, you're probably not hesitating, right? You're bringing them back immediately.
So actually, I'm more middle on this.
Okay, okay, that's fair.
It really depends on the circumstances.
That's fair, 100%.
It depends on how it happens. Like if I'm going to bring them back and they were in excruciating pain or they had cancer or some kind of crazy, and I'd be doing a disservice to them and being selfish.
That's fair,
and
yeah.
I think that's the argument that Zuijo's kind of like, the argument is on both sides, like each side is wants something and they think it's for the best, but in someone else's eyes it could be viewed as selfish and things like that. But it's just the fact that we can have this conversation about this topic in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Show just shows the steps that Sevens to Go Rush went, where Go Rush is attacking, as you just said, these bigger, these more lifelike topics. And it's interesting because you have good points, right? You have the argument for Zuijo is by us dying, because remember the argument is that Valgirians couldn't die, right? They were going to live forever, right?
Yep, that was the
argument. And by them dying, it was real. They were life forms. They live, you die. That's unfortunately how the process of life goes. And to be brought back, you know, Zuijo made the point. It's like, well, now I have I need to find a new reason. There's got to be a reason, right? Everything in Zuijo's eyes has to be a reason. That's why he's going to dedicate himself to the Dark Meister and the resolve that Yuumu has and things like that. I mean, where you have, you know, and then you look at, you know, Yui's perspective. Yui just, he's trying to save his friends, right? Arguably, he wants to bring his friends back. That's all Yui wants. In Yui's eyes, we need to do everything we can, no matter the cost, to save our friends.
Yep.
But what's it going to do to the future, the timeline, all these other things? And that's what Yuga's fear is, and that's what Yuumu is kind of defending in her reasoning as well. So again, it all, and a big thing on something like this is its perspective.
Yeah.
If the perspective is simple, like Yuhi wants to revive the Valgirians, and the Valgirians never want to die, Zuijo agrees, everyone agrees, okay, yeah, then yeah, you should definitely do that. But there's always, when there's that pushback on both sides, that's when it's like, okay, well, clearly there's reasons for both. People want different things, and that's kind of why this is such – and I could go – we could talk for hours about just this topic.
Yeah, 100%.
And which is great, and I love that they brought that into this show. That's why this episode also made it so good, is that you could have this conversation and be like, oh, but like, you know, I agree with Zuijo, I agree with Yuhi, and neither person could technically be wrong.
Right.
You have reasons for both, which is
I agree
like.
With Otis, and like, yep. You can't be wrong about it. And that's – that's something that I really do love
just,
what Sevens and Go Rush have created here.
I just don't
know. You walked into it. You walked into it.
I didn't, though, because we were talking about, like, this specific storyline. We're talking about Otis' storyline.
Well, Yuumu becoming Otis. Of course Otis is involved in that. Anyway.
We're going to get there. But we're going to get there. I got to deal with it a little
you make
bit.
You make some wonderful points. It's so antithetical to what a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! Shows are about. I think of the... like the Barians, I think of all these characters, Arc 5 characters getting carded, where characters like die temporarily and the other characters, mainly the protagonists, do whatever they can to try to bring those characters back. Like that is always a focal point of Yu-Gi-Oh! Think of the Dark Signers, right? When the Dark Signers were like dying and, you know, Yusei still wanted to try to save Kiyadu even after he died and that there was a way to do it. Like... that's such a classic thing in Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, so it's so fascinating to see the opposite side of it here with Zuijo, because it's something we often don't see with Yu-Gi-Oh! And yeah, it's definitely really, really cool. I do like that you can have like a debate about it. What's right, what's wrong. You know, the other element, of course, the Valgirians lived for, you know, who knows how many years. Zuijo finally felt alive. He finally accepted it. And then he's brought back against his will. And I don't know how him being brought back, like why he is so adamant on serving the Dark Meister. That's something that I'm not fully grasping. I don't know if the two of you.
Maybe because Dark Meister is the one that technically revived him, maybe. Like, and just,
yeah, but
I
wouldn't
mean,
that anger him? Because he accepted that he was
so,
dead. And
so Zuijo's this character that the reason I love Zuijo even more is that Zuijo's somebody who it happened. He doesn't have to like that it happened, but now that he's back, he needs a new purpose, right? Zuijo's not someone who harps on things that happen, right?
Yep.
He responds, reacts, and makes a decision. That's what he did. He may not like that he's back, but can he change it? No, he's not going to go over and grab a knife and stab himself in the chest. He's not going to do that. He needs to now have a new purpose, right? So his new purpose is Dark Meister brought him back, and he sees this resolve, as he said, in Uemu, and he's going to say, okay, I'm going to, my goal now that I've been brought back, I'm not happy I've been brought, but I need to make it worth it.
Yeah.
Make it worth it, right? I'm back. I didn't want to be, I had lived my life, but now that I'm back, I will make sure that it's worth it. And because Darkmeister did that, to support Uemu's goals. However, though, I do agree, and this is where my theory comes in, that I almost am intrigued, right? So Uemu is sitting watching the duel between Zuijo and Yuhi.
Yep.
And Zuijo goes on this rant. And you ever, like, give someone so much credit to almost make them question it themselves? Because that's what I feel Zuijo did. Zuijo said, you can't, like, talking to Yuhi, like, you're unworthy because you couldn't imagine the resolve, the things Yuemu's, blah, blah, blah. And then we pan to Uemu, and we see Yuemu's reaction. Kind of, and she, my argument when I look at her, I see Uemu in that scene, is I do think Uemu looks like she is a little wavering. She doesn't look like someone, like her, I think she had like a frown, or her body language was a little different. She has that look in her eyes. She didn't look like someone with that death stare of like, I'm going to do this. There's nothing. She does look a little, you know, almost conflicted in this moment where her brother and her best henchman are dueling, and Zuijo's almost saying all these things to be like, you know, Yumu's like, oh, wow, Zuijo really thinks I can do it. He really supports. He's going to go out of his way to make sure I do this, right? Almost making her second guess, like, wait, can I? You know, he has so much confidence in me. Should I have that much confidence? Do I have it? So I think that's a little bit of it. But if Zuijo truthfully is willing to let Yuemu become, that would be – that I would love that more. But I just – because we know Zuijo's character, and Zuijo, you know – has clearly teetered lines with Udius, with the war, with all these things Zuijo does, there's always a reason. I don't know. Whatever they do with it, I love it. And then this is more to adding fuel in my fire of why Zuijo is by far the best character by a bit. It just the things he does, the things they're set in motion, the intrigue around his character, everything about it.
You know? Yeah, I'm not fully convinced that Zuijo has revealed his full hand. Like, I just don't.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if he's actually blindly, not maybe not blindly, but fully supporting Uemu and the Darkmeister as much as he claimed that he was in this episode. And maybe he is, but again, that is something that's so great about his character. You just never know for sure with him, you know?
And that's, again, the intrigue of his character. It's just great.
Yeah, it is.
I can very easily see him kind of following along pretty much, you know, we'll say 90%. And at that end goal, it's a matter of you're not turning into Otis, but we've accomplished my goal of not letting any Belgarians come back. You know, I can very easily see it go down that route as well, where that's kind of his plan, where we've got a similar thing, let's line up. And then, you know, he just cuts her off right at the finish.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. It's the same principle, right? It's like you almost stay close. Keep your enemies, you know, friends close, keep your enemies closer. All these lines, and they fit the way Zuijo thinks. So and that's why, as you said, till the end game, we got arguably what we're going to say, what, 150 or 152, we think, because odd number is just not a Yu-Gi-Oh thing. You got 36 episodes left, 34. It's less than 3 full arcs, right?
Yeah. And
so it's
and you have your real clashing ideologies here that's going to come face to face. I mean, Udius wants the Vilgirians back. Zuijo does not. Uemu wants to become Otis. Yuhi does not want her to become Otis. You know, like, those are, I feel like, the two big rivalries that are going to be playing out in these next 30 episodes or so. I still believe there's another big bad villain here. I think Uemu is the end game villain. I still believe it's going to be Otis, like R7's Otis. I really do.
But there's two Otis. That's why I make this very clear.
Yes. So you prescribed the multiple Otis theory in Sevens.
You're the one that told me there's two. I'm just asking you if there's two Otis.
I believe there's a high likelihood. Yes.
What percentage would you give me?
I'd give it a 60%.
I'd argue that's like in the middle. I won't say that's high.
Well, higher than 50-50.
Well,
there has to be a shot, Dredge.
Above average.
Dredge, you got, you know what, Dredge? I'm actually not even going to ask you. Dak, you got to agree with me.
Better decision.
There's got to be a shot, right, where our Otis that was teleported here in the hyperspace shows up and unmasks, and we see who Otis is, right? There has to be.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. Yeah, that's the thing.
I can say there's at least a 1% chance that'll happen. I can say that it's not zero.
1%?
It's a non-zero.
No, just saying it's a non-zero chance.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm not saying it's that low, but I'm saying that I could see it, you know, I'd give it, if I had to give it an actual percent, I'd probably say there's probably about a 30% chance we could see that happening. Only because, I mean, sure, they're talking hints and stuff, but we haven't, I mean, other than really hints, we haven't seen, we haven't heard anything. He's been non-existent, you know,
I genuinely believe.
If we had that nice little chuckle here or there.
Like, Dak, I genuinely believe there's a 95% chance that's going to happen. I think it has to happen.
Hold up. You just opened your mouth. What are you putting on the line if you're at 95%? That's true. That confident, give me something.
That the Otis from Sevens will show up in the show physically.
And unmask. You did say unmask.
Yeah, you okay. I feel very, very confident about it.
Give me, all right, so if this happens, I'll do it between me and you. We'll make it fun.
That's fine.
If this happens, you can pie me in the face. If it doesn't, I pie you in the face.
I don't really get any enjoyment from pieing people in the face, though.
Okay, so then what do you get enjoyment from? Tell me what you get enjoyment from. And make it juicy. Come on, make it juicy.
Okay, well,
juicy.
I mean, we're not going to make it juicy.
Oh, well, then he gets to squeeze a lemon on you, obviously.
Out of all the fruits, you choose a lemon for juicy. You could have said orange or grapefruit. Make it apple.
Would have the most.
But a lemon would burn me with the freaking my eyes. Like, it's not meant to be painful, Dak. What are you, a masochist over here? Jeez.
Hey, if he comes back, it's already going
to
be painful.
If he comes back, Dredge, you have to stream. I will stream. You just have to play the game with me. A 50-turn Mario Party game in which throughout the entire game you cannot say anything negative or insulting towards me or the game itself.
Oh, God. And that's if he unmasks. He has to unmask,
so,
correct? He has to unmask.
So now how confident are you that it won't happen? Because that's big.
I mean.
Okay. So All right. So that's what you got. And if it doesn't happen.
Well, what do you want? Yeah.
I'm going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick up the mango habanero boneless wings.
Okay.
And you have to eat.
Oh, that sounds good.
A 6-piece mango habanero wing.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
It's worth it for me because I'm
got to be on film.
It's going to be on the podcast or something like that.
Yeah.
I am 100. Like I'm close to 100% sure that it has to happen. That is the only way that they can reveal it in a sensical manner. And I think it would be amazing. I'm convinced it's going to happen. Dredge, we got a deal.
I'm so excited. All right,
we got a deal.
Oh man, if I have to play 50 turns with this guy,
only 5 hours.
I'll throw in on it.
All right, Dak.
I'll throw in for the 50 turn if it happens.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm not convinced that all of that will happen. I can see him showing up, but I can't see him.
One interesting Mario Party.
Okay.
Dak, Dylan,
and you guys like can't. You guys can't say anything negative towards me or towards the game.
When he lands on Bowser and he steals
your stars, you can't say anything negative. You have to just say, "Oh, okay.
Thanks, Bowser.
Yeah,
have a good day."
Of course.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy you watching eat those mango habanero wings.
I can't wait for Otis to unmask. We've been waiting for this since episode 1 of Yu-Gi-Oh! 7s. We've been waiting for this since, like, the beginning of COVID. Yes. I cannot wait for this to actually happen.
You know, I'm convinced. For your sake, I hope it does, just because then we can argue that we will have the conversation that Otis isn't such a bad character. It'll at least help him a little bit, you know?
He's going to unmask, and he's going to be Yuhi.
What? He's going to be Yuhi. Is that another prediction you got?
No.
Yuhi?
No, I'm just saying maybe. Could you imagine?
I could. It's not impossible. Yeah. It's also going to be Yuga. That would make Pete's theory, right?
I will say something that I'm very confident on. It will not be Uemu. I am very confident on that.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue, it's very unlikely. It's almost like that's like a 1% it'd be Uemu.
She's trying too hard, I think, for it to be her. I think they're gonna pull in a different direction. I'd be very surprised if she accomplishes her goals.
Imagine she just a villain actually completes their goal for once. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a sad ending for the show, right? I mean,
you did theorize in your watch along on Thursday night that this, you have a feeling, and this is what your words exactly, that this show could have a sad ending. That was your words exactly.
Yes. I think we could get a sad ending in the sense that UDS is the only Valgirian left alive, and the other ones, and they don't fully revive. I could see that happening. But yeah, I don't know. And then you could even say, oh, maybe it might not even be considered sad by people because they wanted to die, right? I mean, at least some of them.
Again, that's like...
I don't know. Now, Duty Nishaw might not have the same, you know, opinions on Zuijo.
Nishaw wouldn't make a decision for like a couple of years, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, but Duty Nishaw, right, we can't just assume the entire Vulgarian race, every single one of them was comfortable with death. I mean, even just because Zuijo was and Dinuan Muda seemed to be comfortable. I mean, we're talking, I'm sure there were millions of Vulgarians that did not want to die. So, you know, that's the other element of it. Zuijo doesn't speak for every Vulgarian, just like Udius doesn't.
I agree.
You know, and that's what makes it such a fascinating argument.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Do we want to get to some super chats, donations?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. A couple links.
JR, want to thank you once again for the very, very generous $50 donation. Thank you. Oh, we also are going to be
his question.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. What's JR's question?
Do you think we get Contact Fusion Zuijo versus Udius controlled Kwai duel this season as an arc finale?
So
you
finale.
Want a Kwai duel versus
a Kwai duel.
They will duel again. I mean, JR, they will duel again because the score is 2-2. Like they have to duel again to settle.
Don't forget this is Kwai duel taking control. He wants a Yami Udius versus Zuijo.
As an arc finale, too. There's a lot of elements of this.
Finale.
I don't know about an arc finale. This duel, I believe 100% is going to happen. 100%. I don't know about an arc finale, even though it's certainly fitting of an arc finale duel. We only have three of those left, and one of them is the show-ending duel. It's not going to be the show-ending duel. I don't think, at least. I mean, it'd be good.
Somehow.
I mean, that duel makes your mouth salivate. I mean, that is such a high-profile duel. Every time they duel, it's been, you know, absolutely incredible. They have a genuine chance of having, like, four or five of their duels as the top 10 duels in all of the show. Isn't that insane? I mean, they also have a chance of maybe being, like, one of the best rivalry duels from, like, a quantity and quality standpoint in all of Yu-Gi-Oh! All four of their duels have been incredible, and two of them have been, like, phenomenal.
Off the top of my head, the only duels that would even come close are the Yusaku revolver duels, honestly. I'm trying to think.
Kaiba
duels were good. Jaden.
Jaden, no, but Jack Yusei was pretty good. They had two good duels. But only twice. Or three.
Yeah, but not enough.
I agree.
The only one that has the quantity would be Yusaku Revolver.
Quantity-wise.
Quantity is Yusaku Revolver, and now Zuijo.
Yeah, well, Yuma Shark, too. Yuma Shark was
very
good.
I've only seen one or two already.
Yeah.
Has it been two already? 13 episodes? No, one.
One.
Yeah,
one.
I think we've only had the one.
I think they duel like eight
times. There might
times.
Be another one
no,
soon.
They've already dueled twice. They dueled... they do it very beginning, right? Very beginning. And then again, when he joins that gang or whatever.
Yep.
Right. He's in that gang. Yeah. I've seen two Yuma and Shark duels already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I have seen two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just crazy, man. I mean, it really is. So
that's going to be a good video. It's the best rivalries in Yu-Gi-Oh! And that one's going to be in the top for sure.
Yeah. From a dual perspective, that one is very high. Yep. Yeah, for sure. They're going to duel again. They have to. They have to because they've each won twice. So, like, they're not going to end it on that. Mm-hmm. And right now, they're still both major players in the story. And I think Udius is going to defeat him. Zuijo's now won back-to-back. Udius will win that duel. Zuijo also has so much disdain for Kwai duel that I think it would be amazing if Kwai duel took over. And we did get, like, a Yami Udius almost. And... they ended up defeating. Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential there, man. So, JR, great question. I think all three of us think it's going to happen, right? I mean, I think it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think as a finale, but I could see it happen. I could technically also see, you know, Kaido coming back as that final villain, somehow having that master plan. I wouldn't necessarily say I want it, but I could almost see them going in that route as well. You know, somehow he's kind of still pulling strings, you know, a little bit there.
I wouldn't rule it out either. Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out either.
That's kind of his defeat, you know, kind of towards the end of the arc or whatever. But even that, I wouldn't necessarily consider a finale, you know, a series finale duel. That would probably be, you know, a couple episodes beforehand. But
absolutely. Yeah.
Anything's possible. That is the beauty of the show.
JR, great super chat. Dak, great point. And I think we have a lot of Zuijo duels still to look forward to, at least probably four or five. Oh, so yeah.
Definitely.
That's why I'm so happy he's back, man. Zuijo Phaser is another one that could be really good. Although I think Zuijo would just wipe the floor with him at this point. Dark Emperor J, thank you for the $2 donation. Random video game question. What was your worst misplay in a video game? Can be any game. Jeez.
There's a lot. Like, to really go into one or two, I probably got hundreds.
Pick the first one that comes to mind, you know.
I'm sure.
Run through all the games. I've made a lot of mistakes. Like, I don't think you understand, Dak. When you're, like, not this Dylan-like gamer who's just a god tier at gaming, you make mistakes all the time.
Mistakes a lot.
No, you should deal. Pick a Nuzlocke one because you have thousands in those.
I ran into the Steelix that wiped my whole team in the sixth gen.
But that isn't like a misplay.
Yeah, that's not a misplay. Misplay would be.
I've made misplays plenty of times.
Too late.
Your Alt F4 was probably bad. That actually might be your. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Alt F4. I hadn't saved in like an hour, and somebody told me to save.
Yeah, that was
Alt
a brutal F4. One.
Yeah.
My biggest misplay.
That's exactly why that command's there.
Freaking Sharky.
I forget. I've played so. I put it this way. I make a lot of misplays. I'll try to remember the next one, but I don't know. Yeah. But I made like in NHL games, in Fortnite, in Call of Duty. I remember I was playing competitive Call of Duty kind of, and I was playing a game, it was a one v one, and I had planned and I was trying to defuse the bomb, and I remember I knew this guy was because he like I could see his foot through walls like a glitch. So I had to throw a grenade. I threw the grenade, but for some reason my arm got stuck and hit the wall and it killed some of the grenade.
That's incredible. I can tell you Nick T's biggest misplay. He loaded up a TNT dynamite stick in Red Dead Redemption 2, threw it, it hit the wall, and then just blew up his character. Now, that, to be fair, is a standard Nick T video game experience, but that's a funny one that comes to mind for sure. Dak, what about you? You got any off the top of your head?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat. Definitely, there are big misplays. I mean, I can't account.
I can name 20 of Dax.
No,
I can name at least 50 of Dax.
We're gonna ignore Fortnite.
I've done it
in Halo. Even Elden Ring. You know, you'll go up, you know, try to do that one move against the boss, get that final kill, and push at that wrong moment, and then you know they break in and take you down. The amount of times I've had that happen has been all too many as well. Definitely it's up there.
Yeah, we got a lot of good ones. Thank you, Dark Emperor. Crystal Colden, thank you for the Go Rush donation. $8.88. Thank you so much, Crystal. That was an interesting episode. If they wanted to have Yuhi mention hybrids after I made a pony hybrid of him 2 years ago, sure, give me more reasons to keep going. Crystal, thank you so much. Yes, anything to spark creativity is always great. And I will say, the new cards he used were pretty cool. Screwdriver.
Yeah, hybrid drive.
That was cool. It reminded me of, only in namesake, Bowman's Hydra drives.
Yep, I thought the same. Yep.
I was like, that's so close to Bowman. Yeah. I was like, all right, hopefully these cards get printed. I think they are getting printed already.
That would be cool.
Wouldn't it be funny if like they didn't get printed because it's Bowman.
It's too closely related.
He's so mean. Yeah.
Well, Crystal, maybe something that you draw tomorrow, 2 years into Yu-Gi-Oh! 9, will be utilized, right? I mean, that could happen. Yeah. You never know. But that's why, it is cool whenever you see your favorite character like duel. Especially if you are more creative with like fan fiction or fan art, because it just gives you more inspiration. So hopefully that happened with you in this episode, Crystal. Thank you so much for the very, very generous donation. Always appreciate it, Crystal. Pink Penguin, thank you for the $2 donation. We have the Triple D, Dylan, Dak, and Dredge. Yeah. Hope you're all doing well. Yeah. I actually was not as hyped on the episode as most people. I liked Yuhi and Zuijo's first duel better. After maturing so much, suddenly Yuhi became an angry boy. Didn't sit right. Pink Penguin, thank you so much for the donation. Let me actually end the poll. I'm curious where the poll is at. Dak, would you like to read the poll results?
Yeah. We got a 45% good, 39% great, 10% decent, and 4% bad.
Yeah, 2% for the milk.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dak. Yeah. So, most people thought it was good. Pretty much everybody thought it was good or great. I mean, I thought it was definitely between the two. So, people were pretty high on the episode. I was as well. Now, Pink, I will say, to justify Yuhi being angry, I think it actually, like, I know you said it didn't sit right with you. For me, I didn't actually have an issue with it because I feel like it made sense for Yuhita to be angry, right? Like, he doesn't understand fully why his sister is doing what she's doing. So whenever you're in, like, a high emotional situation, I feel like it's easier to lose your grip on your emotions. And he's so determined to talk to his sister, and I'm sure there's a lot of anger and frustration and confusion. And with all of that, like, whipping around in his head, I think his anger being exfoliated towards Zuijo, who once again says something vague and insulting, made sense. And then to me, it made even more sense when Zuijo compared him to his sister and said, you're not worthy to talk to your sister because she's got the resolve. She's got the iron will. You're weak compared to your sister. And based on Yuhi's reaction, I think deep down inside, he knows that that's true. Or at least he believes that it's true. And I think this was something that we saw from the very beginning of the series when they were both in UTS, right? They're twins. So theoretically, they should be on equal playing field when it comes to inheriting the company from their parents. Like, they should either be co-leaders, or in a lot of cultures and country, it is the son that gets that leadership role. But instead of them being co or going to Yuhi being the president, it's Yuumu, because what Zuijo's saying is true. Yuumu does have those leadership skills. She does have that resolve and that iron will. And I think deep down, Yuhi has maybe always felt inferior to his sister. Even think about when Yuhi dueled Tsubasa and we learned about the decks that Yuhi and Yuumu used, right? That Yuumu took the more, like, complicated deck because she was just a better duelist than Yuhi. So I think Yuhi deep down has always felt a little inferior to his sister, and Zuijo bringing that up, I think, opened up a very deep wound that just kind of caused him to be so angry at Zuijo, saying that he's going to, like, beat him up in the middle of the duel. That was very much not like the Yuhi we saw throughout season two. Calm, calculated, to use your word, Pink, mature, which you're 100% right about. I think Zuijo hit a nerve within him that really caused him to just kind of lose his cool. So I felt like it made a lot of sense from that perspective. But, I mean, that's just my two cents on it.
And just to add on that, Dill makes a really good point. We're also forgetting the fact, how old is Yuhi?
He is still young, right? I think he's 11. I'm not sure his exact
age. I think he's actually 13 or 13. But yeah, even 13, then,
oh,
right?
Oh, the two-year skip.
Like,
yeah.
When you're 13, you're 14, you got to take that into account right here. Like Zuijo's this, arguably, how old is Zuijo? Maybe hundreds of years old. 50.
Yeah, he's an old man.
Zuijo is Zuijo has more experience in life just in general. And Yuhi's this teenager. We've all been 13, 14. We all had tempers. We all got mad about things we shouldn't have. People would always hit our. So his reaction, you know, especially with what's going on, as you touched on, Dill, there's a lot going on right now. His anger, his frustration is justified, and he's a kid. Right?
Yeah.
We got to take if he was a 25-year-old adult and he had this reaction, you'd be like, wow, that's so immature, correct? He's 13. That's his maturity level. Now, again, Yuhi has made strides in the show with his maturity. He's become smarter. He's picked up on things. But at the end of the day, even if he's improved that maturity, he's still 13 years old, right? It's not like he's right. Yes, he's gained knowledge and information, but then, as you said, it's his sister. You know, it's this crazy thing, you know, that Zuijo's saying, right? Like, oh, you're not worthy, all this stuff. So I get that, right? I understand that. And I think you made a really good way of describing it, Dill, of like, it's just that's how, like, most 14-year-olds would react.
Especially when your whole life you have probably felt like inferior to, like, sibling rivalry is a very real thing for a lot of people. Yeah. Probably even more so if you're twins, and he's probably always felt intellectually and just generally, like, inferior to his sister. Look at, again, the rankings in UTS. So, you know, I think it just struck a deep nerve with him. I think he'll be fine going forward. I think he'll be more
this is just
composed,
one episode.
But he's just in a very bad place mentally. Like, if I had a sister, a twin sister, if my brother, like, you know, just disappeared and then I ran into him and he randomly just announced that he was going to erase my memory of him and, like, basically throw away his life. You know, I'd be very angry at that. And
now, again, it's hard to relate to that, though, because you're 30, right? So yes. Again, and that's, remember, at 30, right, you probably even have more. Like, we had a conversation last night about a crazy scenario that happened in our lives, and you reacted like an adult. You couldn't. You said to me, I wanted to react like, oh my God, this is so bad, blah, 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 right? But you reacted like an adult because we're 30. We're able to turn on that switch and go, we need to take this a second. We need to try to process this, right? Whereas at 13 years old, you can't think like that. It's, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. This is happening. But so again, just to go right back to the age, and I agree. Like what, everything you're saying is just spot on. So I just want to give you a thumbs up, Dill, for being a good adult, you know?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Judge. Thank you for the compliment. But, Pink, you know what? Great point. And, by the way, congrats on the channel. Pink Penguin started the YouTube channel. I know Weird that one Penguins. Video I saw is like 14,000 views. Mm-hmm. So, Pink, super proud of you. Congratulations. Keep up the great work. We're all rooting for you here, and you're doing a wonderful job. And thank you so much for the donation. Do we want to do some super chats, boys? And then, of course, we will read the summaries. Summaries. We do have a hard stop time at 3 o'clock, so we only have 30 minutes left. So we will get through it, though. I'm confident.
Yeah. All right. We got $5 from Sean Gilbert.
Yay. Thank you so much, Sean.
Hey, Dill, check out my Instagram post from last night. Hashtag Madison County Fair. Hashtag Bacon Buddies.
Nice. Sean, I 100% will. I actually haven't seen it. I haven't been on Instagram in it, probably like 24 hours. But thank you so much, Sean, for the super chat. Hope the training is going well.
I love fair food, man. There's actually the Monmouth County Fair is actually this week near me, Dylan, in Freehold, starting.
Oh, interesting.
On Wednesday.
You're going to go and get some fried dough?
Know what the problem is, Dylan? I don't think you realize, like, trying to eat a whole funnel cake by yourself is not a fun task. Like, it's just, there's no benefit to it. It's painful, you know. It's not my favorite thing to do. But no. I won't lie to you. Funnel cakes, fried Oreos are delicious.
Yeah. I can only eat about two fried Oreos.
Yeah, you need to, like, get a couple friends to split it with, for sure.
Yeah. Sean, I will definitely check it out, though, and thank you so much for the super chat, my friend. Appreciate you, as always.
We got five Australian from Electric Kevin.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Who do y'all think would win in a duel between Chaz, Princeton, and Utah? Well, for once, I think two people can answer this, and one of them is not me.
Dak, I'm going to actually give you the honors of answering first.
Dylan finally gets someone to actually
obviously answer. It's Utah 150%. Like,
is it like a guarantee? Is Utah?
Don't get me wrong. I like Chaz. You know, he does have a fun deck, but there's no way he's standing up against something like, you know, pretty much anything in Utah's deck. Let's be honest. Yeah. He running Ojamas is a fun little gimmick. Like it is in the context of GX, it's fun. But outside of that, I can't imagine him really beating really anybody in just about any show. Like, there might be a couple here or there, but I mean,
what, Utah or Chaz?
Chaz.
I can't really say Chaz.
I am Kevin. I'm also in agreement with Dak. I'm 100% picking Utah.
Not even
I mean,
question.
Yeah. Listen, Chaz did get better. Like we'll give Chaz his flowers, right, Dak? I mean, he did beat Edo at the end of season four, which is an impressive win for him. But like, even if they were using equal decks, I still think Yuto is the better duelist. And then if you just want to, like, take out the anime characters and look at the decks, like, Yuto's deck, I mean,
come on. That's the thing. It's very different. And, I mean, now, he just said Chaz. I mean, I could maybe see a Manga Chaz, because Manga Chaz was pretty great. What was it, Light and Darkness Dragon, I think, was his ace or something like that. Like, he was significantly better than anime Chaz. But even then, I still think it might be close. But I still think Yuto would take the win.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Yuto. You know what, Kevin? It's a good question. We'll run a poll in chat for it. But thank you so much, Kevin, for the question.
Nice. We got Crystal Cole's been a member for 24 months.
Crystal, two years, man. Yeah. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Of raw yellow, by the way, I should have mentioned that part. Doesn't feel like it's been 2 years. Been watching this channel since Arc 5, episode 99, and haven't regret any of those years. Long live Yu-Gi-Oh!
You know what's special about that? That was my very first episode review, and I remember 99
really?
And 100. Arc 5 took a week break, and what they did, Drudger, when they came back is they did a 2-for-1 hour-long special where they aired 99 and 100 back-to-back, and that was my first episode review.
Really?
Yeah, back all the way back on Clueless Gamer. So that episode will always be very special to me because that's when the journey kind of started. Thanks for being a part of it for so long, Crystal. Thanks for being a channel member for 2 months. Thanks for all the donations and support over the years, all the nice comments. Thank you so much, Crystal. I appreciate you. Very, very kind.
We got $2 from Delayed on MTA.
Thank you, Delayed.
This is about the when I was comparing like the Burrow and Mahomes stuff. He goes, Dredge, you forgot Aaron Rodgers as an elite quarterback. And I go, and in my head I go, maybe 10 years ago, yeah, I won't argue, 100, but not the Aaron Rodgers now.
What would you say he is, above average?
Yeah, he's above average. I mean, before his injury, he was above average. We'll see how he returns from the Achilles.
Yeah. That's the kicker.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, Dill. I have to see him play more than a freaking play.
I think that's fair. I'm not worried because I think you're going to see him play and you're going to say, wow, he's exactly like I remembered 10 years ago.
Dylan, for you, buddy, I hope you dream big.
Slay the Drake, week 3. Slay the Drake.
Is that the
I'm trying to make it a saying, yeah, because we're playing the Patriots. That's our home opener. May is their quarterback.
I mean, realistically, if you lose the Patriots at home,
we haven't beaten them at home in 8 years.
Your season is over if you lose the
Patriots.
Judge,
we haven't beaten them in 8 years. That'd be a big accomplishment.
Your season is over in week 3 if you lose the Patriots.
Even if we beat the Niners in San Francisco and then the Titans week 2.
You're going 1-1 in those games. I love you to death. You're going 1-1.
Could you imagine the atmosphere though if we go 2-0 and we have our home opener and everything's rolling?
And then you lose to the Patriots.
No,
at home
not, that was not
garbage.
The point I was making. I was just saying, imagine the atmosphere pre-kickoff.
But that's the most Jets thing ever.
For my own health, I can't talk about the Jets.
I wasn't bringing up
Delayed.
Aaron Rodgers,
fellow Jets fan, Delayed brought him up.
You guys are just poor. You know what fan base has the most copium? It's the New York Jets. Like, it's by a mile.
What?
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
What do you mean?
It is absolutely the Dallas Cowboys, and it's crazy.
But at least the Dallas Cowboys are good. At least they're actually good. Like, they every season, you know, their playoffs are terrible, but at least they win games during the season, you know?
Yeah, but they don't.
I agree. I agree the copium for them is, but at least they can win, you know, games. At least they play good in the regular season. They may choke at the end, but your team just plays bad all the time.
Yeah, but besides the last, like, year, the Jets fans never think we're making the playoffs.
No, you every year, Dylan, you think you're making
the playoffs. Okay, me, but I'm not.
You're
I'm
a Jets
very,
fan, are you not?
Yeah, but I'm like an idiot Jets fan. I'm not an actual Jets fan.
We're not arguing
I'm
that
not
one.
A normal Jets fan.
We got 5
Man,
Canadian.
I'm a contractually one.
Oh, there you go. I got 5 Canadian from Dylan Peddle.
Thank you, Dylan. Preach. Great name, by the way, Dylan.
My top 5 in no specific order.
Okay.
This is definitely in order. We got Zoicho, Kawhi Duel, Yuhi, Yuna, and Udius.
I don't know if Dylan, if you could write if you're talking about the strongest duelist or the best characters. I imagine he's talking about the strongest duelist. And not the best characters. Yuna, I think, is still in that conversation because Yuna has picked up a lot of big wins. I think we've all just forgotten about Yuna because she's been off of our screens now for a full arc, which is fair. But Yuna, like, has a lot of potential.
Dylan also went on to say Yumu definitely having the potential of making the top 5 if she's good in season 3.
I would agree with that. Like, her beating Zuijo is really, really impressive, but, like, she still needs to do a little bit more.
No, I
agree. Think.
Yeah,
but
that's a pretty solid top 5.
Yeah, that's an airtight top 5. I don't think I'd change that at all. Again, that's Udius, Zuijo, Yuhi, Kwaidul, and Yuna. Yeah, Dak.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's a good solid 5.
Yeah, I don't think I'd change.
But I could see Yuna dropping if she's not utilized much, and Yumu could overtake. Yeah,
definitely,
Yuna.
Of course.
Yeah, Yuna still has to be used. You know.
Yep. Thank you, Dylan.
We got Raw Yellow for 10 months from Tylor DeBoer.
Thank you, Tylor. Appreciate you.
A good episode, but not much happened other than Yuhi airing his grievances and Zuijo telling Yuamu's resolve. Yeah. And I got to work on my Mitsuko cosplay.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Tyler there. Not a crazy amount happened. I think that, like, you know, for an arc opener, it was still really good, considering a lot of them don't have anything happen. At least we had, like, a pretty high-octane duel. And I think it did a good job of setting the tone of where these characters mentally are at going into the rest of this arc. I think it did do a good job in that. And yeah, get that Mitsugo cosplay working.
We gotta get that going. Yeah. We got $5 from JR Glenn.
Thank you, JR.
Who at the end of the series will be a better duelist, Yuhi or Yuumu?
Dak, you want to start, man?
I was gonna say Dylan's just slow rolling this one again.
It's definitely a tough question. I would like Yuumu to obviously come back up. Honestly, I would be ecstatic if they somehow, because of the twin thing, somehow made it work out to where they tied records by the end of the series. Just because I think that would be a great kind of thing that, like, you know, not everyone would catch, but it would just be a cool little, like, oh, look at what happened. But I do, at the moment, unless Yuhi kind of has a terrible season three, I still see him being better.
Yeah,
kinda
I would
having
say
that, having
I
that
would
better,
say
he's
going to be
coolest and better record. I mean, he's, you know, had a lot of growth and everything, and I mean, Yuumu has grown a little bit, and she is still, you know, growing this season, but I don't expect her to kind of hit that same kind of mark. I mean, I can, like I said, I can see her kind of reaching that on par, but between the two of them, even this duel feels like it was set up to have Yuhi grow throughout the season more, you know, in one way or the other.
I think when this show is over, Yuumu will be the better duelist.
I think the argument can be made either way.
I think she's going to pick up a 100%. Lot of wins in this, like, last three arcs. And I think, I don't think Yuhi is going to be able to defeat her. I mean, I imagine that's a duel. That to me is like an arc finale duel, by the way, between the two of them. And that's where we're 100% headed. And I just think Yuumu is going to win that duel.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But it's interesting. Electric Kevin also, thank you for the $5 super chat. Who do you think would win in a duel between the Luke Man and the Lug?
The Luke Man.
This is Luke split, and it's a
That's actually a really good one. I have no idea.
I like the Luke Man there.
I
like Luke Man more than the Luke character, so that's probably partially why.
I would say the Luke. I think the Luke is a slightly better duelist.
Sure.
Slightly better.
Yeah. I could see that.
Isn't it crazy? Luke's got there's like three Lukes that are just like unbelievable. unbelievable duelists. Oh, it's funny. Yeah,
it's funny. We also have two more links, Dylan. We should have two more links.
Yes, yeah. Mark Liu, thank you for the $2 donation. What is your way too early prediction for which character decks will get printed next year in Animation Chronicles 2025?
Oh,
just go with three characters. I'm gonna go with.
Yeah, I got nothing. So
I'm gonna go with Blood Shepherd, Windy. Do I just cover my bases and say Lightning? I don't want to. And Lotan. I think Lotan's like the only deck left.
Lotan is coming?
I think he's,
really?
I think he's the only deck left in 5Ds that we like haven't gotten yet. So let's
I think so,
unless I'm missing one. So let's make it happen. Dak, you want to throw your hat in?
Yeah, sure. I mean, those would probably be the same ones that I'd say. I mean, I can't imagine we won't get.
I think I have the
another
three
Vrains
ready.
Or two.
You ready for this?
Two deck.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
You ready? Windy Lightning Bowman. Let's get Brains on the board, baby. Give one for Brains. Come on.
I mean, it's smart to cover your bases. I'm sure you'll get one right there, but there's no way you're going to hit the trifecta. If Windy Lightning, I mean, I keep joking around that we're going to get Armada's Legio in 2030. I'm starting to actually worry that that's going to be the case.
Wait, what comes first? Judgment Arrows or Lightning Deck?
I imagine Judgment Arrows and Lightning's deck are going
to they would have to be tied together.
I would think, but I don't know. That's obviously why they're waiting, but I don't know.
Crazy.
That's why I picked Blood Shepherd, because nobody... Well, actually, I shouldn't say nobody. There are people that do want Blood Shepherd's deck to come, but not me.
Yeah.
Rita, thank you for the $5 donation. Thank you for the Saturday stream. Thank you so much, Rita, for being a part of it. Fun fact, Go Rush is on track to have the second most duels in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Show after GX, of course, an average of 9 duels per arc, 12 arcs so far, so around 108 duels in total. Yeah, you know, 7's had a lot of duels because of the Rush duel element. You know, you look back at those Master Rule shows, Arc 5, Vrades, Zexel. They had a lot of 2-3-episode duels. So in 3 episodes, you're only getting one duel with Sevens, and now with Go Rush, there's plenty of arcs where all the duels only take 1 episode. That's the advantage of having Rush duels. You can have more duels in a show. So, you know, they're not going to touch GX because it's GX. But, yeah, pretty fun fact there, Rita. That is really cool. Go Rush is definitely going to set a lot of interesting records, especially Uemu. Uemu's already set a lot of records, which is cool.
Yep.
Judge, one more.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got one more from Kevin.
Oh, yep.
We got a $5 from Electric Kevin, and it was saying, think people forget that Chaz and Yuto both dueled a version of Aster. Now, which one of them actually beat Aster and which one of them didn't?
I mean, Aster didn't beat anyone in Arc 5. I mean that version of Aster in Arc 5,
Aster got done so dirty.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't compare the Arc 5 Aster to the GX one. The GX Aster beat Judai and was, like, a really good duelist. And that is, like, definitely a pro for Chaz. But, like, the Arc 5 one was just terrible. I mean, he was terrible. I think as a character and as a duelist. Comparatively, especially to the GX one. So, to me, it's not a 1-to-1 comparison. I do get what you're saying there, Kevin, but it's not a 1-to-1 comparison because the Arc 5 Aster was such a joke.
Yeah. We got two more.
And also Yuto didn't really duel Aster. I mean, that duel was mostly done by Yuya. Yuto did take over for the final turn, and I think that duel ended in a draw. But, I mean, Yuya was in control for most of that duel.
Yeah.
From what I remember. So, you know, interesting point, though, for sure. Dredge, you were saying something?
Two more Canadian from Dylan Peddle.
Thank you, Dylan.
Answering you again, Dylan. He said, I'm talking about the best characters in the show.
Zuijo, Quaidul, Yuhi, Yuna, Udius. Yeah. I think Yuna's wonderful.
It wouldn't change anything for me.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Summaries, Dill.
Summaries.
Run out of time. You got 13 minutes.
That's not it. Hold on. Where did I set this?
Oh, my God. Where'd you put it?
That's not it.
Oh, my God. Summaries, spoilers, chat. Summaries, spoilers.
Summaries here, baby.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Jeez. Wait, is there 160? Oh, yeah, there's 3-117.
Yeah. Yep.
And really Dylan and Kevin, thank you guys so much for the donations. Appreciate it, of course.
Mm-mm-mm. Thank you.
Okay. Dredge, would you like to read 117?
Sure, I will.
All right.
Mochi pals. Fukumura appears before Udius and company, who are trying to find a way to pursue the Dark Meister. He then commences a duel against Udius, promising that he'll tell them how to catch up with the Dark Meister if Udius wins. However, Udius is hesitant about dueling him. Why would he be hesitant about dueling Fukumura?
I don't know. Dak, would you like to read 118?
Sure. Toward the Earth, the Dark Meister has arrived on Earth, sending Asaka and others into a panic. As the Dark Men begin their search for Monster Reborn, Asaka and company head to where it is hidden in order to protect it. This doesn't escape the notice of Tsubuyas. However, just what's going to happen as Tsubuyas closes in on Asaka?
So I guess 118 will be Tsubuyas versus Asaka. Dredge.
Yeah.
Do these Dark Men finally get their first win? Quick, what do you think?
No shot. they're garbage. Yeah. Bro. Well, they're all garbage, bro. The only one that's good is Zuijo and Yuemu. It's just that simple.
And then
he's a Dark Man now.
119.
Yeah, he's not doing it. So.
119 DM particles under the order of the Dark Meister. The Dark Men chase after Dimamu, who has taken Monster Reborn and escaped. The Dark Meister uses the DM particles to immobilize Dimamu. Yuhi just can't bear to watch this, however, so he challenges the Dark Meister to a duel. No way! Yuhi, Uemu.
That's ridiculous.
In 119. That's the one that's going to be delayed. What an episode that's going to be, chat. Wow.
Oh, chat.
That's insane. I swear to God, I had not seen any of the summaries that I said that, like, oh, they have to duel. And that was pretty common logic, I think.
Yeah,
but
did
not think it would happen this quickly. Wow.
No, not at all.
Dredge, your quick thoughts on these summaries. They're arriving.
I mean,
not much
honestly,
about Udius.
Yeah, I mean, 117 kind of seems like, and it'll be one. It'll be actually that sounds like it's going to be more of that opening arc episode. It just seems like it's going to be that fun, like little Fukumar. I don't know how much we're going to get right out of that. It's going to kind of be like a moving. That you know we got to start going to catch up with them. 118, 119 yeah. seem interesting. I can't put any stock in the Darkmen that are not. I'll give Dak the credit. Yuhi, Yuumu, and Zuijo, they just don't do anything for me. So we'll see. And, you know, I like Asaka's character, so it's good. It's good to see Asaka. Good to see our characters on Earth. But realistically, Sibuyas, unless Sibuyas has a great episode, which I hope. You know, don't get me wrong. I hope the Darkmen become better, but realistically, that they're not. 119, man. That's a crazy, crazy summary. Like Dormammu stealing it. How is immobilizing Dormammu? I don't know. There's got to be some of that. That's an Earth Dormammu. Something's. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see. And just to have this duel at that point is that wouldn't even be technically. That'd be technically. What's it? One that one. It's only the fourth episode. That'll be the fifth
fourth episode.
No, the fifth, isn't it?
No, because 116 was the first.
Yeah, 116.
But this is exactly what I wanted to see. I kept saying, like, we are in the final stretch of the show. Yeah. Like, let's not dilly-dally here. We're not dilly-dallying at all. 117, UDS Fukumura, you know, we'll see how that episode ends up being. But 118, the attack starts on Matsuma Town, the defense force starts, and then 119, we're getting Yuhi and Yuumu. We're not wasting any time here, man, and I love it because we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste.
Yes, it's pretty.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man. That's so funny.
118, 119.
That's so funny that JR asked who will be the better duelist, you here, you or Mu.
We're gonna find out.
Yeah, we're about to find out.
We also have to make our picks for the Pick'em League. So Dredge,
UDS
Fukumura, which I have the poll up. I do also want to read. Right now, the standings for the Pick'em League.
Oh, Christ. I don't want to hear this. I'm not doing good.
Provided by Elaine. Elaine, thank you so much. Through episodes 116, here are the Pick'em scores. Tied for fourth. There's two people tied for fourth with 44 points. You get a point, 44 correct duels, basically.
That's
Nick
me?
T and Dredger. In third place with 46 points, so very close, is Calibro with 46.
What's scary is Calibro is 46, and I've guessed wrong on purpose for at least 10 episodes.
there were a couple, though, you guessed wrong on purpose that you got right.
But a few, but even then, I
agree.
I got four right, I'd have six more wins. I'd be at 50. That's
so in second place with 50, which is what Dredger just said, is Pete... 50. And then in first place with 51 is me. So those are the standings. I have 51. Pete has 50. Calibre has 46. Nick T and Dredger have 44 each. So, I mean, we'll see who wins, man. It's a race right now. It's a race.
It's a something, that's for sure.
All right, we are ready to make our picks. And big thank you again for Elaine. Okay, 3, 2, 1, send.
Oh, my phone. I forgot you're on, like, a delay, in a sense.
Little bit. All right. Little delay. Well, keep in mind that one of our friends is probably passed out somewhere in a different country.
Which one? Oh, there's the country. I was waiting for the other part of that.
The other two of our friends are not in the States. So nobody else has answered. I did not expect them to. Only me and Dredger have our picks. And, of course, Dak will be picking as well. Dak, we'll actually start with you. I mean, who do you pick?
I would be very shocked to see UDS lose to Fukumura, especially, you know, just as a beginning of the arc, especially with it being Fukumura. If it was, you know, almost any of the others or a slightly different situation, I could see it maybe a bit more, but they need a way to get home. I can't see him losing now.
just to answer that, wow, someone did it. The poll actually was perfect till someone just picked Fukumura. The poll literally... there was not a single vote.
You know what? Whoever picked Fukumura, I want you to come out in the chat right now and say it. I mean, that is crazy. I am also picking UDS. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, we have 5 minutes left of this podcast. In my head, I'm like, I don't even think we need the 5 minutes.
No,
like,
this would be one of the shocks of the year. I mean,
I won't lie to you, though. It technically speaking, if you read the summary again, it does say, like, if Fukumura went, if Fukumura loses, right, he'll tell. So you almost have to, right? You have to, like, you know, you can't.
Come on.
I don't know. If Fukumura wins, man, they're better. You better have a good reason. Otherwise, UD's stock is going down.
We did get another pick in from Calibro. Calibro has picked UDS.
Please. Oh, man. I'm funny. He's like not paying attention.
He's picking UDS, yeah. Man, well, it's going to be a good next three episodes.
We got
a couple
more. Dono just came in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Sorry, Dredge. Poll on Yuto Chaz, 88% picked Yuto, Chaz 11%. So, Kevin, I do appreciate you defending Chaz, but I think a lot of people feel Yuto would win.
People defending it. We have $5 from Ice Aiden.
Thank you, Ice Aiden.
Pressure. Matt, Dak, no, I just realized you requested access to that document four times. I got four emails from you. It's aggressive. Hello, Yugi Bros. It was a good episode. Also, I'll be going to New Orleans on Thursday to leave for my first cruise on Saturday.
Oh,
I've been on cruise. Have a great time. They're a lot of fun. Have a great time.
The down on the bayou floats on bayou. What do they say? The breeze on the bayou floats on bayou. I think that's it. Enjoy the bayou, man. Stay away from the gators and enjoy. I think it's actually going to be a lot of fun. I've heard New Orleans has some great food. The beignet. I would love to try a beignet. So that'd be a big reason that I would love to go to New Orleans.
Dak, I think there's one more. You got it?
Yeah, there was one more from Kevin. Another $5 Australian asking for the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do y'all think would win in a duel between Ubel and Yuri?
I don't know Yuri, so I can't answer.
Me and Dak. I'll say that one's way tougher to pick.
That one would be a very solid duel, I'd say. I still kind of want to give it to Ubel.
I was leaning Ubel. My first instinct was Ubel, and then I thought more about it.
I think Ubel is OP, so I'd probably say Ubel. But I don't know Yuri.
Well, that's the thing. Thinking about the Ubel cards, and I mean, in that duel, I would love to see that wonderful monster that we never got to see.
Oh, Super Fusion God.
Yeah, imagine Ubel just whipping that out.
You know something, Dak? It's funny you mentioned that. I reference Super Fusion God in a video coming out tomorrow. Huge shout out to JR Glenn. Hope he's still here tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. Top 10 craziest turns in all of Yu-Gi-Oh! Will be out. So look forward to that video. Just have to edit it. Audio, scripting, that's all done. So that'll be out tomorrow morning, afternoon. And I make mention of the Super Fusion God, so it's funny you brought that up.
It's almost like I knew.
We're good on donos, though.
I would be picking Ubel as well. Well, listen, I want to thank you guys for being adaptable first and foremost. Yeah, especially because like it was a change in plan. So thank you guys so much for being adaptable. Huge thank you to JR for the very, very generous donation to kick this episode off. Huge thank you to everybody who donated. Thank you so much. We will be back next Wednesday night for sure. Huge thank you to Dak. First ever appearance on the Crazy Eights podcast. Thank you so much, Dak. Huge thank you to Dredge as well, taking time out of his busy day. I'm going to let the two people to my left.
We have 60 seconds. Really? We're gonna
promote your stuff. Dredge, we're starting with you.
Dak goes.
Okay. Well, I stream sometimes on twitch.tv/DakFTW, and otherwise I spend time here.
I spend time
selling stuff.
Dak, we love you.
There you go. Follow Dak FTW on Twitch. There you go.
And what about you, Dredge?
I'm Dredge. Stream at twitch.tv/DredgeNator. We do a lot of different stuff. We have a Pokemon Nuzlocke. We have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Nuzlocke. Tomorrow we got community games on the Switch. 12:30, 1 p.m. EST. We got some Mario Kart, so be there. Be square. Love you. Have a good night.
The two of them are incredible friends. Great, even better streamers somehow. So please follow them. Huge shout out, Superior Nerd, Nicholas Horton, JR, Skylar, Medina, That Man, Randall, Elaine, Forum Bean, Duremi, Riri, Electric Kevin, Shadow Rumsey, Yuhi Odo, Spextube. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you to Dredge, Dak, and all the Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything team. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next Wednesday night with some more Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy Eights. This has been episode 116. Stand in the doorway. I don't remember the name. Thank you for watching.
You shall not pass.
And I hope you have an amazing day. Take care, guys. Good night. Thank you so much.